there was a portrait that hung in the living room for years without incident. And this painting was of my sister, Patty. You know, when the painting was done, she was 3 years old. Just looked like a little girl in a dress, very innocent-looking portrait painting. Well, during this time period of Fuzzy disappearing, my mother had discovered that this innocent little girl in the painting suddenly had turned sinister looking, and the painting had seemed to come to life, and the eyes now seemed to be looking back, and the smile of the innocent little girl had now become downturned with like an evil sneer. So my mother had taken the painting off the wall, and she had put it back in her bedroom. And when we returned from Florida, my Aunt Joyce and some other relatives had come over as well, and my mother was going to show them the painting and how it had changed suddenly. And when she went back to retrieve it, there was a loud crash, and she was actually picked up by an unseen force and hurled through the air across her bedroom, landing into her makeup table, and she was cut open and scratched, and she was hurt. And that was it for me, George. Something snapped inside. And I guess when people get pushed so far, they just snap and something happens. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I grabbed the Bible and I grabbed the jar of that holy water. And I began to shout at these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And I demanded them to show themselves in Jesus' name. And as I was doing this, it was like the house began to vibrate, and it was like a mini earthquake. Things were falling off the walls. Things were flying around. Now, I was 13 years old, and there were five adults with me, and they were terrified.
Were you scared? Were you scared?
I was not scared, and I should have been terrified. I was not. I guess I was just a combination of God working through me and just being pushed to the point to where I didn't care anymore. I just didn't care anymore, and I was just in a rage. My mother had just been attacked. She was cut open and busted up and hurt. And, boy, I'll tell you, it just snapped in me, and I was the aggressor. I was on the attack, and I continued to call these things out in the name of Jesus Christ, and doors were opening and slamming. And at one point in the living room, and the adults were behind me in the dining room, I was in the living room, and several feet in front of me, four beings did appear very clearly. I saw them. They saw them. And one of the entities was that Undertaker thing that I mentioned. And
yeah.
The second one was the other curly-haired, red curly-haired thing. And then third entity was a female. And had very sharp facial features, very long dark hair, and a long black gown. And then the fourth entity is what I call the dark force entity, which was this black hooded form that had a set of red eyes. And I believe that was the ringleader. And I've had many battles with that entity over the course of my life. And we'll get into that as we go on, because at one point there was an attempted demonic possession by this entity on my first wife. And then a couple years later, unfortunately, it was successful in possessing my girlfriend for 22 days. So
it got another member.
I'm sorry, George?
So it got another one of your members, your friends.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what was happening. You know, as I progressed in my adult years, God had a shield of protection around me. However, these demons were trying to get to me by attacking my loved ones. And that's exactly what was happening. But at this point in time, back to the house, it was just all hell literally had broken loose, and I clearly saw these things, as did the five adults, and we saw them for several seconds. And as these things appeared, George, it was like they were in greenish beams of light, very reminiscent of something that you would probably see on Star Trek or something like that, how they would beam up and down and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very reminiscent of that. I clearly saw these things for several seconds, and then they just dissipated. And as these things dissipated, all the chaotic things that were happening in the house stopped, and we all left, and we went to Richard's house for the night. But it wasn't long after that that we actually ended up moving. And when we did move, two tragedies occurred within a couple months of leaving there.
What happened?
I'm sorry to say that my mother, Patricia Bean, died from a cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 44.
God.
And 2 months and 2 days before that, my beloved grandmother, Dora Harvey, her mother, had died from a sudden series of heart attacks. And there's no question in my mind, based on the amount of stress that we were under and physical attacks that were happening on a regular basis to my mother and my grandmother, who spent time with us in the house, she was attacked as well. There's no question in my mind, again, that these demonic entities contributed to both deaths.